Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, live on Memorex. Default location, default route. The situation complicated itself, as situations usually do, and almost appropriately so. It shouldn't be too easy. The good things in life usually aren't. You know, there's going to have to be some work put in, some decisions made. And I'm talking about in regards to my work situation and what seems to be workers' burnout. After talking to my boss yesterday and her suggesting a couple options, one thing I got excited about was going to another department, doing a different job. I think the job would have been enterprise analyst or so. I work on printers or something like that, or, you know, printer configuration or this or that. And it hit me that the department I'm in now, we have the least amount of in-office time, probably in any position in the company, because we're 100% phones. Working from home plays a big part of my life. Working from home plays a very big part of my life. And it's weird for me to have to factor someone else in a decision I need to make regarding myself. You know what hit me about having to go in the office and not being able to work from home? Granddaughter. I just ain't used to that. But that's your granddaughter. You're supposed to love her. You know you love her. That's your granddaughter, you never love her. Blah, blah, blah. That may be the case. It may not be. The point of the statement was I'm not used to having to factor circumstances like that in decisions that I need to make. And the bad part about it is my initial inclination is I got to keep working from home without even really thinking about it deeply. It's like, I got to keep working from home. Who would have it start raining? I feel sprinkles on my face. I don't think it will, though. It's a 10% chance. And the sky looks white. Doesn't look too bad up there. It's definitely cloudy. I'm getting a little drizzle. I think I'm gonna get drizzle. I don't think I'm gonna get any rain. Maybe pockets of heavy, like, you know, light. I don't know if you call it droplets. I don't know if you can call it drizzle, actually. So, the other alternative is to take some time off, which has become very attractive to me. I have some travel coming up, P-Funk shows, where I would be taking days off extensively to accommodate travel in those P-Funk shows. And I'm like, I don't want to use that time during that time. I want to have my days off at home after I travel, after I come back. I want to have complete, well, as much as my time unoccupied and the freedom or space or whatever you want to call it. Not that it's bad or weird being at my daughter's house, but you know, I want to be in my own house, free, quote unquote free. A lot of space, and out of physical space, mental space, space to go do whatever. So, I think I'm gonna go talk to somebody today about that and what they think about burnout and, you know, how other people have handled it and this and that. The idea of having 2 months off is very enticing. I would hit my 401k to help to pay the bills. I even thought about the idea of would I be able to collect unemployment. I'll talk to HR about that, probably today. My boss was highly supportive, almost like she knew, and she did say, I ain't the only one going through this. It's like she knew, or had been through this before, so kind of had some stuff laid out. Already, I mean, I already had some stuff in mind or, you know, on tap already. So, the idea of taking 2-3 months off. Woo. Can you imagine? Probably have to hit my 401k up for about 20 grand. To live comfortably during that time. So, you know, I'm gonna have to travel. Stop it. And hotels, cars. That idea is starting to really sound good. And again, having to be in the office and not be able to go back Youngstown every 2 months for 2 weeks. I don't like that idea. That doesn't sit. For some reason, my gut goes, we don't want to do that. We don't want to, number one, break our streak of going back there almost every 2 months since she was born. Because I like going back there, hanging out with my daughter in that house and, you know, Youngstown, the food, the whole thing. I like, you know, going back. I'm thinking $5,000 a month will probably cover. That can't be right. That can't be right. That's probably a little high, but yeah, that's about right. Cause I think I did my bills and I'm spending more than I'm bringing in. Definitely. Well, like I'm right at the thing. Well, maybe that'll give me a chance to adjust my budget. And my rent goes up this next month. I mean, I got the money. So let me go see and talk to them. Today's, and I got all this travel planned in March and May. In May, maybe if I took 2 months, starting in May, we'll see. Because, you know, after I got that performance review for January, and it was so quote unquote good. But I want to see what that 95, if everybody got 95. See, before it was weighted. Before our performance review, that number we get, it was weighted. Meaning that if you were the top person in that category, you got more points. So like, if I had the lowest amount of average email time, I would get more points for that than other people would. And so that kind of created, you know, not a hierarchy, but a leveling or de-leveling or whatever, you know. It would be higher, winners and losers. It'd be people doing better than other people than other people. But if it's not calculated like that anymore, and it's just based on your performance, and if you hit a number, you get this number, that means it could be like 10 of us could have 95. Whereas before, only one or two or three would have 95. It was weighted that way. So that the numbers that you would get for towards your performance was only given out one time to one person and then shared. It's not opposed to everybody getting 25 for this, 30 for that. Top person would get maybe like 25. Second person, you get like 15. Third person, you get like 10. If I didn't over-explain that. So we'll see. I'm gonna talk to somebody today. I am going to talk to somebody today. And my boss talked to her about, whoa, slow down. About, you know, get me to another department. I appreciate it. You know. But let me give me some time to think about it. I got to think about the working from home. Maybe some time off will do me good. Then I'll come back. You know, fresh and refresh. Definitely have to come back relearning stuff. And that would be a challenge. And something that would get me stimulated. But I might come back and it might be the exact same. And I could probably come back and still transfer to another department. Or I could transfer to another department while I'm yeah. But either way, I got excited about the whole thing. I got excited about going to another department, and I got excited about getting time off like that. I was like, without pay, it's okay. I said, yeah. I said, we'll be a bar bringing against my record. And then I thought about it. That bad ding doesn't count. Kind of doesn't matter. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I mean, starting to drizzle a little bit more. So that's where we're at. Today's Wednesday. I got two office days today. It's coming down now. It's really drizzling now. Okay. And I'm walking in, not walking towards home. I'm going to be walking where not a lot of cover. And I need a new phone. That's $1,000. I spend money. I need to work. I'm kind of... This is what time I'm supposed to get up. This is what time I usually get up. On regular days. So that's where we're at. The idea of an extended amount of period off work is exciting, scary, exhilarating, and all that. I think I can handle it, meaning I'll keep up a regimen. I won't be lazy. Maybe I'll have recording sessions. I don't know. Maybe I'll get some work done. Maybe I'll be able to focus on, you know, my stuff and not just wake up every day. And eating too much. And smoking Black & Miles too much. And watching too much TV. But to be off during the summer? That might not be such a bad idea, huh? How wet is this? Alright, it's getting wet. I'm gonna have to put it up. I don't want my phone getting wet. It's already acting weird. Anyhow, I might come back. Anyway, if I don't, should I swing on y'all? Should I swing on y'all? Here, let me do that. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the bump. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis. Of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.